AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Supreme Court today ruled against a Colorado law banning conversion therapy for LGBTQ plus children. Marcela Sanchez has details.
Colorado is one of about two dozen states that banned the discredited practice. In an 8-1 decision, the majority sided with a Christian counselor who argues the law banning talk therapy violates the First Amendment. Counselor Kaylee Childs, with support from the Trump administration, says the law wrongly bars her from offering voluntary, faith-based therapy for kids. But Colorado says its law simply stops a practice from using therapy to try to convert LGBTQ plus people to heterosexuality. The justices agreed the law raises free speech concerns and sent it back to a lower court to decide if it meets a legal standard. Few laws pass. Marcela Sanchez, Washington.
On the Iran war, President Trump predicts the U.S. will be done with it in 2 to 3 weeks. Whether or not the Strait of Hormuz has reopened, he says he'll leave that to others to solve. He was asked about U.S. gas prices.
We're $4, yeah, and we have a country that's not going to be throwing a nuclear weapon at us in six months.
But Americans are feeling the effects in the interim.
And they're also feeling a lot safer.
What is the plan to bring them back down?
All I have to do is leave Iran, and we'll be doing that very soon. And they'll become tumbling down.
Sagar Magani has reaction from people filling up
at the pump in Charlotte, North Carolina.
That's a lot. That's going to hit people's pockets hard, especially if they're traveling for work. Again, I work from home, and it's hitting me.
Leah Dollard feels the pain of those who have to drive, like Curtis Davis, a DoorDash delivery man in Indianapolis.
The majority of the money I make doing that, I have to put it back in my car.
In her car nearby, Amber Davis says it's just ridiculous.
It's just out of control. We're not going to be able to take care of our families in a minute.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Oil prices eased Tuesday, Brent crude settling just under $104 per barrel. This is AP News. Lisa Dwyer reports NASA's Artemis II moonshot appears on track.
After weeks of fuel leaks and other issues, everything seems to be going NASA's way in Florida as a countdown proceeds towards a Wednesday launch of the Artemis II mission, sending the first astronauts to the moon since Apollo 17 in 1972. Forecasters put the odds of favorable weather conditions at 80%.
Looks pretty good. Even if we have showers around, we have a two-hour launch window, we should be able to shoot the gap between those showers, and none of these look particularly vigorous.
Launch weather officer at NASA, Mark Berger.
Tomorrow looks to be the best. Other days hit and miss, but still pretty good. There's nothing here that is screaming a no-go for the entirety of the window for any one of these attempts.
The launch team will begin fueling the 32-story rocket Wednesday morning in anticipation of an evening send-off. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
It's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.